You know, the great thing about the Woody and Jim Show podcast, you can take it with you and you can listen to it anytime. You are not limited by the physics of time and space and the time-space continuum.
All I would say about that is, whoa. Check me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that song has anything to do with equestrians.
Probably not.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah.
No Tennessee walking horse references at all that I could tell.
Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Brought to you by our Eurostone Studios. This is pretty funny.
Yeah, this is a thing going around. I showed this to my wife last night. It's a trend going on Reels and TikTok in which guys actually get together with their partner, their spouse or their girlfriend.
Right.
And they explain to them how they cannot say things to them that the girlfriend or wife would say to the guy.
So these are things a woman can say to a man, but a man could never say to a woman.
Right.
Okay.
And so I've got one of them.
Pretty funny.
And I was playing these for my wife last night. And like the first one, this is like number one in guy land.
Okay.
Okay. You cannot say this to your wife or girlfriend.
Are you really going to wear that?
Oh, yeah. You can't say that.
You can't. I mean, like questioning what she's going to wear.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already questioning herself.
Right.
Like 5,000 times in her head.
Right.
You can't say it.
It's like tonight is our staff Christmas party.
Yeah.
So I'm sure my girlfriend would say, you're not wearing that, are you? And, you know, she can get away with it, but I could never say that.
You couldn't say that back. And my wife is like, yeah, I couldn't say that.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Wow, that's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food you have on your plate. Can you imagine saying that?
You can't say that to a woman.
To your romantic partner?
Yeah,
no.
Even a stranger. You can't say that.
It's just, you cannot. And Jen was saying, she's like, yeah, no, you can't. She started to like, kind of like a lot of the wives in the video or the girlfriends, they try to like justify why they said that.
Right,
and, but like, she's like, yeah, no, you're right. You can't say that to me. And I do say that.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
You smell like you need a shower.
Even just you smell or anything.
Yeah.
Unless it says nice at the end, like you smell nice.
Did you just shower?
Yeah. You just cannot.
I love Star Wars, and I also love toys. So I got this for my birthday. I've been meaning to bring it in. It is the Force-intellin Darth Vader.
And basically, it's like what we had in the Magic 8 Balls.
Right. You ask it random questions, and instead of like just shaking it up and looking, you know, and it says, unclear, ask again, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
You can actually tap the top of his head,
okay,
and then he will accept your question. All right.
Okay,
so
let's start.
Let's try it out here.
I can't hear him. What is he saying?
He says he's still
in the box. Are you one of those people that keep the toys in the box because you think they're going to be like worth $1 million one day?
No, just laziness.
You're too lazy to take him out of the box? He still looks like he's on the shelf at Target.
I know.
All right,
let me try it again. Okay. On your command. Darth Vader, will I get my car fixed and it won't be too expensive?
No.
Oh, no.
All right. Can I ask him a question?
Yes, please do.
All right.
He has to be prepared for it. Here it comes.
Give yourself to the dark side.
Okay. All right. Tonight's our office Christmas party.
Yes.
At 93.3 Totally Hits. Darth Vader, will I have a good time at tonight's Christmas party? Oh, so apparently
yes.
I am.
Okay, so you're going to have fun at the party. I'm going to overpay for my car being fixed.
Well, it's nice to see a grown man still obsessed with toys made for an 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
That is Woody in a nutshell.
Pretty much, yeah.
So. He's a joyous 8-year-old boy living in a grown man's body.
Yes. We are ready to play Gender Wars now. Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goingpostalbrentwood.com.
Your shipping and printing super center.
Super center. Hey, we have a little battle for Rutherford County.
Yeah.
For the ladies in the audience, we have Ashley in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Ashley.
Hey.
Hey, good luck to you. For the guys, we have Rod and Smyrna.
Yeah. And let's kick things off. Let's let Rod answer first our Get Acquainted question for this morning. What's the TV show that you were super into and then you just stopped watching it?
Mm.
Roger.
Me and my girlfriend, we just loved Game of Thrones. Oh, my God. But then the last season was terrible. And then somebody told me that the finale was absolutely the worst, and we didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Watched every episode except for the last one,
yeah,
that, and we were out.
Show kind of fell apart toward the end.
Yeah, it did. It did.
All right.
Having trouble with his line. We'll try to boost him up a little bit.
Ashley, what about you?
Did you watch a show and then just give up on it?
I did. It may be a little controversial, but... we were diehard Yellowstone fans until they killed off John Dutton, and then I just could not watch it anymore.
So. Spoiler.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to start. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think a lot of people also disappointed.
Yeah, kind of gave up on that show after that. Yeah.
Okay. So you each have a screw you can use, and we start things off with a multiple choice question.
All right, Ashley, did Christian Bale star as Batman in 2, 3, or 4 movies?
Oh.
2, 3, or 4 movies. How many?
I'm gonna say two.
No.
Oh,
he was Batman in 3 movies. Okay.
All right. This one is for Rod. Hopefully, we can hear a little better here. Is Shiz University a place featured in High School Musical, Harry Potter, or Wicked?
No, Wicked.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Rod's up 1-0.
Going to Shiz University.
I thought
the Shizzle.
I know. That's all I thought of Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. All right. Ashley, maybe you can bounce back with this one. DeWalt and Makita are brands of what?
DeWalt and Makita?
Yes. What are those brands of?
Power tools.
Right. There you go. You scored.
Ashley's on the board. It's tied up 1-1. Now we go back to Rod. Rod, you have a little glass bottle labeled OPI. OPI. What's in that bottle?
Concealer?
Concealer. That is not right. No. Nail polish.
Nail polish.
That's what we were looking for.
All right, Ashley, you can take the lead back here. You're watching a Major League Baseball game in the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. What city are you in?
Oh, my heart says Boston, but I don't know if that's right.
That is not right.
No.
Okay.
You're in Chicago. Chicago Cubs.
Okay. All right. This is a possible win for Rod. Here's your question. Talk of the Town is seen weekdays on what Nashville TV station? Talk of the Town.
Oh, man. I cut the cord. 40 years ago, so I have no idea. 17.
Fox 17.
Fox 17.
All right.
Okay.
So we have a tie.
Yes.
We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune Lyrics Edition. Up to 5 lines of a song. How many will you need, Ashley?
It's been a rough morning. I'm going to go ahead and say 5.
You want all 5. Okay. Rod, you don't want to do it in less than 5 or make her do it?
Go ahead.
All right. 5 lines. You get all 5 lines, and you got to give us the title of the song.
Yes.
Jim will recite them for you, and then you'll have to give us your answer.
Okay. Here we go. Your 5 lines are as follows. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars. Name that song.
The National Anthem?
Yes!
Yes! Star-Spangled Banner, National Anthem.
Star-Spangled, doesn't matter. Yeah. They're all the same thing.
Yeah.
At least you didn't
guess Sir Mix-a-Lot, I Like Big Butts, which is good, because that would have been incorrect. So, Ashley, we got tickets for an upcoming Preds game for you.
That's right. You're going to see them take on the New York Rangers, I think, on the 17th. And you'll get to hear the Star-Spangled Banner at
the beginning
of the game.
So. Sung by somebody very professional.
Exactly. congratulations. You hang on the line, Ashley. Tomorrow morning, we play Gender Wars a little after 7.
Coming up just after 8 o'clock, we're going to play What's That Sound Again, giving away some Nutcracker ballet tickets along with the Nashville Symphony.
Yesterday, we had our What's That Sound, which was a big old rotary phone from back in the day. And we were talking about how terrible, like, using a phone back then was.
Right.
We got a message on our 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Jim, you mentioned that 40-pound tank of a phone on the wall, how you used to kind of look at it and then charge you $4. That's how expensive it was. I had a online relationship with a girl who lived in Louisville. I grew up in California for about a month, and we talked on the phone all the time. It got to the point where I was stalking the mailman and casing the mailbox to make sure that I got the phone bill first before my dad saw it and disowned me from the family.
Yeah. There's people right now that have no idea that if somebody lived out of state and you called
more.
Them. Yeah.
It costs a lot. Long distance calls were a lot.
All those good old days.
Hell yes.
Sucked.
So want another sound that you can identify to win Nutcracker tickets to the Nashville Ballet coming up in just minutes. Three things you want to know this morning.
So will this give us some closure, or will it be just like the last 30 years of nothing burgers?
Yeah.
TMZ is reporting that O.J. Simpson could... you know, died earlier in the year.
Right.
Apparently, the police may have a recorded confession.
Like a deathbed confession?
Well, it wasn't a deathbed confession. It was something that his former bodyguard had recorded him saying.
Oh, really?
And the police have it in their possession. We're still waiting to hear what it says or if it's been verified, if it's actually him, and if it really is a confession, but... that could be around the corner. We could get some closure. But as we know, he passed last April.
Right.
And he met the ultimate judge.
Yes.
So sent it
it's
to
funny.
Him. It probably occurred immediately.
Remember he wrote a book years ago called If I Did It?
Yeah, and explained exactly how he
would have done it had he really done it instead of the real killers that I'm out looking for on the golf course every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you not drink but you want to smell like you do? Coming up, Miller High Life is selling a cologne, a perfume they're calling Barfume, and you'll smell like a dive bar.
That is ridiculous.
Why would you want that?
That is so dumb.
What if you get pulled over by the police and they go, you smell like you've been in a bar? Says, no, it's just my cologne, officer.
It's just cologne.
No, really. It's just my cologne.
I don't smell like three-day-old beer in a carpet.
It'll be on sale coming up very soon for like $60.
Okay.
As a little gag gift or something.
Grab it while you can.
Yes.
According to a dating coach, there's one word that indicates if somebody is interested in you or if they're just wasting your time. So if you're texting and they send back this one word, it means they're not into you.
Okay.
And that one word is busy.
Busy.
So,
if
they're into you, they'll make time for you.
Right. But if they don't want to have a conversation, then you're busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just busy.
All right.
So if you get busy, it's a big red flag.
You can download our app and listen from wherever you are. Go to totallyhitsnashville.com and you can download the app for free.
Yep. Or wherever you get your apps.
Yeah.
We're playing What's That Sound? And we want to know if you can identify this sound. All right, we have a few people standing by. Let's see if anybody gets this right.
All right, Felicia's on the line. You're not the same Felicia we talked to yesterday, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, we have apparently a lot of Felicia listeners.
Because we had to say bye, Felicia, to the Felicia yesterday. But well, let's see if this Felicia can get it right. What is that sound?
It's the Simon Memory Game.
The Simon Memory Game.
You are correct.
Yes.
Woo!
lighting up colors. You had to remember the order.
Yeah.
You had to do it back.
That was an awesome game.
Well, congratulations, Felicia. You have correctly named our sound. It is the Simon game.
Thank you.
We're going to get you those tickets to go see the Nutcracker with the Nashville Ballet at TPAC.
Very cool. Gonna put you on hold, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
Stand by.
We'll do this again with a different sound tomorrow morning, just after 8 o'clock.
Well, apparently that was easier.
That was easier.
Than yesterday's. We need to make tomorrow's just slightly harder.
Slightly harder.
Not too much, but just a little.
We need to save that sound for wrong answers on Gender Wars or something.
Just take that last part.
Yeah,
that
the
utter
last
failure.
Woody and Jim in the morning on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. During this joyous holiday season, we play Christmas songs that you love and also some that you don't like. Which brings us to the following song, which is a real stinker. It's actually by a group called The Little Stinkers. For your listening pleasure now, enjoy I Farted on Santa's Lap, and Now Christmas is Going to Stink for Me.
Oh, God.
Oh, Mom made beans for dinner. You know I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. You're gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho, ho, ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell?
I farted on Santa's lap. Now Christmas is gonna stink for me.
Oh God, this is so bad. It's this song.
It's 7.5 minutes. No. It's like, it's almost done.
I asked him for some ice cream. I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. So when I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out.
I farted on Santa's lap. Now Christmas is gonna stick for me.
Is it coming to an exciting end?
At the end of the song, they announced that they're taking this song to Guantanamo Bay to torture terrorists
to get them to talk.
But then that I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around, and blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when even old St. Nick rips one now and then.
I farted on Santa's lap.
Who wrote this? J.R.R. Tolkien? Feels like it's about 400 pages long.
There you go. You can't unhear it. It's I Farted on Santa's Lap, and Now Christmas is Gonna Stink for Me by The Little Stinkers.
So bad.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say. It's just terrible.
Words are meaningless.
You know, you put it out there into the universe.
Yeah.
And now it's floating around.
It's going to be somebody's favorite Christmas song eventually. It will. It's cold. It's early. Are you in a bad mood? Let's fix that right now.
Change it.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
If you are a big fan of the Great British Baking Show on Netflix, which
I love
the whole, they're so nice to each other. They have those sweet accents.
It
and they,
makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
It does. It makes me feel like a better person
and
to watch
hungry.
It. And so if you missed that, the season just wrapped up. There is a couple in England who have started a TikTok called Cooking with Carter. He's a three-year-old son.
And a three-year-old cook?
And
he's baker?
And
chef?
And he's British, and he talks with a cute accent, and here he is on TikTok making pancakes.
I eat it. It's really yummy.
Is there any more of them?
There's more to it.
Okay.
Today, we're going to make some pancakes. First, we need to crack an egg. Now I'm pouring the milk in. I'm going to mix the flour and the sugar together so mix. Now it's sizzling, I can pour the pancake. Now I'm going to put some chocolate chips on it. 2 minutes, that should be done. Daddy's gonna put it on my plate and I'm gonna put some syrup on it and eat it. It's really yummy.
A little hard to understand it because of the thick accent, but yeah.
But I get it. I was able to follow. And
that was very
and
cute.
Man, that kid's got charisma.
Yeah. He's got the riz.
Style. I like it. Well, that changed my mood. Made me smile.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we do. Woody and Jim in the Morning. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Three things you want to know this morning. Coming up just after 9 o'clock from the Nashville Humane Association, we're going to be checking out Banana Pancake, who is a puppy who needs a forever home. If
so
you
cute.
Adopt a dog, which is awesome, maybe you think about, what are we going to name this dog? Some of the trending names right now for 2024.
Yeah.
For cats, provolone.
What?
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And Styles, as in Harry Styles.
All right.
Also, some puns for cats like Minnie Meows and Leonardo DiCaprio Meow. For dogs.
You're killing me here. I mean, like, between the terrible Christmas song and these puns, when will it end? Like, I'm getting tortured here.
It'll never
end. I have to stay here.
For dogs, there's calzone. Other names include pastrami, cauliflower, plankton, and sandy cheeks from SpongeBob.
All right.
So there.
I like the SpongeBob.
I like
names.
That one. Yeah.
All right. Okay. U.S. officials are saying we are under attack from the Chinese, and they have hacked into the big phone companies, AT&T, Verizon, and Lumina Technologies. And if you have a different company, more than likely they are on the network that these phone companies use, and that the Chinese can intercept all your messages, your calls, when you made them, what the messages were. They say right now you can use encrypted apps like WhatsApp
or
other things like that. In the meantime, they say, you know, restart your phone occasionally. That can be also a way to, I guess, stop the hacking, but they haven't stopped it yet.
Wow.
It's still going on.
So somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning in China, there's some guy just reading all the texts that say, you up?
Sup.
Sup. This is my favorite story of the day. A guy in Virginia was caught shoplifting at a Walmart. He was stealing $1,400 worth of stuff. But in bad timing, he decided to do it on the day this happens to be a special pre-holiday event called Shop with a Cop, where there were 50 police officers in Walmart at the time.
Oh, the timing.
I love it.
That's amazing.
That is awesome. I love Star Wars and I love toys. Got this for my birthday and I've been meaning to bring it in.
It's like a magic eight ball,
yes.
But it's Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader. You ask it questions and it gives you answers. You know, like kind of like you would have with a magic eight ball, but this is actually all verbal. Okay.
All right. So let's try this again, because earlier you tried to do it by leaving it in the box.
Yeah,
you're like one of those weird guys who thinks he's going to like trade it in for a zillion dollars.
Yeah, that's
going to
be my retirement fund is, you know, like Darth Vader mint in the box.
We could barely hear it. So I made Woody take it out of the box.
Right.
Let's ask Darth Vader some questions.
Okay. He first has to get set up. All right. Here we go.
What is thy bidding, my master?
Darth, will the Tennessee Titans win another game this season?
That would bring order to the galaxy.
Ah.
Okay.
Well, they played Jacksonville this week, so and they're actually, I think, worse than the Titans.
I know.
So
we've got to change that so we get a good draft pick. All right, you do it.
I got another question for you, Darth Vader. Tonight is our staff Christmas party with Cromwell Media. Will we have a good time?
I'll never tell you the odds.
Come on.
What good are you?
Han Solo says, never tell me the odds. You're ripping off another Star Wars character.
Useless toy.
Yes. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycle and ATV in Murfreesboro. And look at this wagon tail we got here. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's your little friend?
She's getting majorly licked.
Oh, yeah. This is just, I'm in heaven right now. This is Banana Pancake.
Banana Pancake.
Yeah. Do you want to say hi, Dad? That's your name. Yeah, she's 2 months old. She's available for adoption today. She is spayed, microchipped, up to date on all of her vaccines, and she's just the fluffiest, cutest thing. And there's five more of her.
She's part golden, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
She's got, certainly
like,
looks it.
Yeah, she's got curly hair on the ears. Her mom does not look anything like her, but we don't know who your dad is.
That's that's okay. It's all right.
This is not the Maury Povich show. We don't have to do a DNA test to find out if you are the father.
But what Banana Pancake is just gorgeous. She is like a plushie, and she is just melting into Taylor. Now, she's about how many pounds would you say right now?
She's probably around like 8-ish, 10-ish pounds.
And mom was?
Mom's 40-ish pounds. But I will say that I think this one's going to be a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah.
She's going to be a big girl.
Banana Pancake's going to grow into those paws.
Yeah. But I mean, when I think of like when I think of what a puppy looks like, this is what I imagine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to be under a Christmas tree.
Storybook
like,
puppy.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, my God. She's absolutely beautiful. So she's been spayed. She's got her microchip. So if she ever gets lost, you'd be able to find her. And she has all her shots. I mean, like, she's ready to go. Like,
she's ready.
That's the deal. I mean, that whole thing where you go to the vet after you get a puppy and you have to have all that stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Already done.
Done for you.
We do it for you. And then the next time you have to go to the vet, we actually give you a voucher for VCA that's $250.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So and imagine somebody's face lighting up on Christmas morning when they see Banana Pancake.
Oh, my goodness.
And, but don't wait till Christmas.
Yeah.
Because you... Banana Pancake will not be there by Christmas.
Banana Pancake will be gone by then.
We're counting the minutes. So if you love this dog, you have to see it. It's going to be on the Woody and Jim TikTok. Also, 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page and the Woody and Jim page. You can see Banana Pancake and fall in love.
That's right. You need some puppy breath in your life.
Oh, yeah.
If they were casting a dog for a Hallmark Christmas movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Banana Pancake would be in it.
Yeah. Like Air Bud. That's what you look like.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Yeah. Christmas Air Buds.
Yeah.
Oh.
So adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim, brought to you by Sloan's Motorcycle and ATV in Murfreesboro.
Well, the Titans are guaranteed a losing season, and pretty much all hopes are lost for this year. The Predators not doing much better, but they still have about three quarters of the season left.
Yeah, they still have time to bounce
back. Who knows?
Back.
But the Titans got another jolt of bad news yesterday as defensive back Julius Wood has been suspended for 6 games without pay for violating the performance-enhancing substances policy. So basically, he failed the drug test. He was taking something to make him better. I don't know. Does that actually make me say, at least he's trying?
At least he's trying. Yeah, he was trying.
You know? No.
Is there something you can give the whole team that makes them better? You know, other than just mayonnaise.
Slip something into their sandwich.
Exactly. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with some more Predators tickets playing Gender Wars. We'll also have another round of What's That Sound coming up just after 8.
Yes.
So what you doing the rest of the day?
I've got a few errands to run. I am got to try to pick up a couple of Christmas presents that can't be bought online. I like online. And then off to the same place you are tonight.
Right. We're having our company a Christmas party tonight downtown.
At John Bon Jovi's place.
So looking forward to that. In between now and then, I have some unpleasantness to deal with. Of course, I had a car accident, so I'm dealing with insurance and, rental cars and that stuff. Plus, our heater stopped working.
Oh, yay!
Yay.
Oh, things are just working out great
so
this
week. I'm just going to set fire to a garbage can and stand in my front yard with it like I'm a protesting, a striking Teamster or something like that. So, yeah, we'll see you later.
Huddle around.